grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. From the first chapter of St. John's Gospel, the first through the third verse and the 14th verse. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father. Some words of St. Paul point to the mystery we celebrate on this happy Christmas morning. He speaks of what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the human heart conceived. To be sure, the humble shepherds did see the infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger, but only with eyes of faith could they see who this infant is. And who is this infant? As we just said in the Nicene Creed, he is God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made. From ancient times, the Church has read the familiar Christmas story recorded by St. Luke at the Divine Service on Christmas Eve. But at Divine Service on Christmas Day, the Church has always read the prologue of St. John's Gospel. St. Luke tells us what happened on that holy night in Bethlehem long ago. But it is St. John who unfolds the great mystery of who this infant is. The eternal Son, who was with the Father from all eternity, before the foundation of the world, and who entered into time as the child of Mary. This is the mystery which no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the human heart conceived. A mystery that cannot be fathomed, a mystery that can only be known in wonder and in adoration. Just this past week, I happened to read about a devout and learned Christian of the last century, Romano Guardini, who, like so many Christians, once found himself utterly baffled by the thought of the eternal God entering time, and entering time as a helpless infant. A friend of Guardini then said something which helped him in his perplexity. His friend said to him, But love does such things. But love does such things. St. John writes, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. In Holy Scripture, God's grace is His love, His compassion, His mercy, His kindness. And in Holy Scripture, God's truth is His faithfulness to His promises. The child born this day of Mary is the embodied grace and truth of God. And so the great mystery of the Incarnation, which the mind can never fully understand or human words ever fully express, is the mystery of the astonishing love of God for you, for me, and for this whole lost and fallen world. And so we sing in the words of one of the less familiar stanzas of the beloved carol, O Come All Ye Faithful. Child, for us sinners poor, and in a manger, we would embrace thee with love and awe. Who would not love thee, loving us so dearly? O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. I want to close this morning with some words from a Christmas sermon of Saint Augustine. Living in the 5th century in North Africa, Saint Augustine is perhaps the greatest of all the fathers of the Western Church. Dr. Luther was much indebted to him. And St. Augustine's teaching continues to influence all of Western Christendom to this very day. And this is what he had to say to his people one Christmas morning. Awake, mankind, for your sake God has become man. Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. I tell you again, for your sake God became man. You would have suffered eternal death had he not been born in time. Never would you have been freed from sinful flesh had he not taken on himself the likeness of sinful flesh. You would have suffered everlasting unhappiness had it not been for his mercy. You would never rise to life again had he not shared your death. You would have been lost had he not hastened to your aid. You would have perished had he not come. Let us then joyfully celebrate the coming of our salvation and redemption. Let us celebrate this festive day on which he who is the great and eternal day came from the great and endless day of eternity into our own short day of time. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.